And by now, you've probably seen the ads, which are everywhere, for McDonald's serving all-day breakfast. What you don't see in the ads is that many franchise owners are not happy with all-day breakfast, according to a survey of owners by the analyst group Nomura. Sam Okus is editor of QSR Magazine, which covers the industry. And Sam, is this a surprise to you that all-day breakfasts at McDonald's are not being seen as a success by the franchisees?
I don't think it's a surprise that some franchisees see this as a failure. I think anytime you do something as major as opening up your breakfast menu to all-day hours, you're going to have some franchisees that don't like it, that find it overly burdensome. But I do think that there are a lot of other franchisee voices for McDonald's that we're not hearing that probably find that this is a success. I think that it will just depend on your location and on each individual store and franchisee whether or not they're actually going to see some success from this.
Well, but one of the things they're saying is that it's not bringing in new customers. It's just getting existing customers who are going to come in anyway to order something that's actually cheaper because they're going for the breakfast meal instead of what they would have ordered for lunch, which would have been more expensive.
Yeah, I mean, that does seem to be the case. I mean, when you look at this as something like a Band-Aid for McDonald's, they've been struggling for a couple of years. They've needed a win, and this is what they roll out. It's probably not going to be enough of a wow factor to bring in new trial and new customers. It's going to be appealing to people who are already familiar with the McDonald's breakfast menu, people who are already customers, and people who just are big fans of the hash browns or the Egg McMuffin and want to be able to order that at different day parts. But yes, I mean, they are cheaper menu items, and so that is a concern for some franchisees that maybe they could lose out on revenue because of that. But also, I think franchisees probably should be more concerned by the fact that this isn't going to necessarily steal back customers from Chipotle or Panera or some of these better burger brands like Five Guys. This is going to be attractive to people who are already probably coming to McDonald's in the first place.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up because I see some of the comments from some of these franchisees in this survey. One of them said that the brand is in a deep depression and could be facing its final days. Another wrote, "The CEO is sowing the seeds of our demise. We are a quick service fast food restaurant, not fast casual like Five Guys or Chipotle. The system may be facing its final days."
Yeah, I think that's a little hyperbolic. We need to remember that McDonald's did $36 billion in sales last year, and that was triple the number two player, which was Starbucks. So when you say something like it's in its final days, that's ridiculous when it comes to McDonald's. This is actually fairly cyclical in that McDonald's will hit a rough patch, they'll figure out a fix, and they'll move on. The problem with right now is that, first off, the rough patch has gone on probably longer than the others. The second thing that they need to worry about is that the competitive landscape is stronger than it's ever been. I would never bet against McDonald's. I think they're a well prepared for things like this, but I do think that there's still a lot that they need to figure out. And most importantly, they need to figure out how to attract new customers to the brand.
And you think all-day breakfast will remain?
I think so. I mean, I think that probably the franchisees will figure out a way to make it work. I don't think that it's going to be so much of a burden that they'll change their mind. I think that would give them a lot of negative press. Right now, McDonald's is likely very thankful to have some of the good press they're getting from the all-day breakfast. And that's good for the short term, but they'll just need to figure out what it's going to be that works for them in the long term.
Sam Okus, editor of QSR Magazine, which covers the quick service restaurant industry. Sam, thank you.
Thanks for having me.